This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We got 19 dead. We got 100 more infected. It's spreading like a brush fire. What are you talking about? If one of them's got it, then 10 of them got it now. And if one of them gets out, we have a very interesting problem.
If that bug gets out of there, 260 million Americans will be dead or dying from the heart of a small town.
Damn it, Sam. I want to stay to Super Sam with you.
To the inner circle of power in Washington. The greatest medical crisis of all time.
We can't stop it.
Begins.
Now, by the way, that's a scene from the first thing you do when you get hired by the CDC.
Coming to a theater near you.
Right.
No,
coming to a CDC or public health municipality near you. The first thing you get to do, and you don't get to do it, you have to do it. You go to the CDC, they hire you on, and you're one of the people that's going to interact with the public. First thing you got to know, watch this movie, Outbreak. And, you know, if a mainstream media reporter were to listen and believed what I was telling them about this particular thing, they'd go, well, of course. I mean, that's very important because they have to know their job is very important and they're going to be the ones to respond to outbreak. It's like, no, that's not my point in doing this. My point is that this is Hollywood. This is the mass media, mass hypnosis of the people of planet Earth, at least those who are, well, providing the attention. Because where attention goes, energy flows, right? On the fear associated with the microbe, the germ theory, the entire basis for the control of the world's population via the fear of bugs and an absence of the fear of drugs, which we should be afraid of. The Outbreak movie, if you remember that with Dustin Hoffman, I used to refer to that when I was lecturing. I don't know when that came out, like in the 1990s, didn't it? I mean, it's been out a long time.
Yeah.
And so I was out in my early snot-nosed homeopathic kid days talking about this, and I'd point out the movie Outbreak. I would talk about it in reference, like if I was out and about in the winter months in flu season. And I would do the sneeze, the fake sneeze, right, in the crowd. I go, ah-choo, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, I might not have covered my mouth well enough. Now these little flu microbes, the viruses are floating around the room. And according to the germ theory and the movie Outbreak, because there was actually a scene within the movie Outbreak of an audience in a movie theater watching, and they did like this snot cam, right, where it's flying through the theater. Right. People are laughing, and they're breathing it in, and it's going to the next person with the ultimate
particles floating around right. The air and getting into the ventilation system.
Yeah, and the ultimate game was like, oh, my God, this is just how vulnerable you are. All you need is somebody to sneeze in your general direction or vicinity. And, you know, it's amazing that they don't say that the Zika virus is passed by gas, too, right? Oh, no! Somebody tooted Zika! So we have this news report on the Zika virus. It just, wow, it does. They don't quit. They are going for broke on this, my friends. They are going for broke. Before I play you the clip, just to, because you think, you know, I'm exaggerating by opening with Outbreak and Dustin Hoffman, because, oh, it's just a movie, it's hype. No, that is normal. That is standard operating procedure, SOP at the CDC. And, of course, the Obama administration plays right along, and I'm sure the Bush administration would have if they were still around today, because they do their dutiful obedience to the World Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism Vaccine Division. They need the money rolling in for endless supplies of injectables, mass injectables. And it'll only work if you're afraid of the virus. If we can get you frightened enough of the virus, then you'll roll up your sleeve, you'll drop your drawers, and you'll say, doctor, yeah, do whatever you got to do. Inject me. I know you'll save me, right? The savior complex, the God complex that the doctors, some will still play, and many people will still believe. It is a church. It is a religion. It is a cult. Now, with that, the germ theory, of course, is something that is a false explanation of the cause of disease. And we'll get into what the real cause is in just a moment. We've got, by the way, Chris Barr, my good buddy, not a doc. He's better. He's not a doc. He's a nutritional historian. Chris Barr is going to join us. We'll talk some diabetes as well. And he'll love to talk germ theory, terrain, law of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp, things that the doctors don't learn in the West. What we learn here, what we teach here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It isn't the virus. It's the terrain. It's the milieu. The milieu, Inspector Clouseau. It's the environment, terrain, okay? And we're going to get to that in just a sec, but I want you to hear what's going on. Where are they ramping this up? If you live in Florida, if you travel to Florida, if you've been to Florida, do you know anybody in Florida that sneezed? Good Lord, run for cover. They don't have a lot of hills. Maybe you can hide in an alligator.
There are new developments this morning surrounding the Zika virus outbreak. Florida health officials are investigating a new case that apparently did not stem from travel to another region of the world. If it is confirmed, it would be the first evidence that Zika has spread to mosquitoes here in the continental U.S. All cases up to now have been in people who traveled to Zika-affected regions or their sexual partners. Zika, as you know, can cause a rare birth defect and other neurological conditions.
No, Zika, look, stop it, all right? All the Zika virus wanted to do was visit Disney World, and you guys are just trashing it. Epcot, right. You know, it's interested in a little tourism, viral tourism. What's wrong with you? And, of course, now you got to claim that it's causing birth defects without any real evidence.
Did you notice how she started that sentence? New news about the Zika virus outbreak.
Outbreak. Yes, that's why it was outbreak. So appropriate. It's so appropriate that we opened with the movie Outbreak, because you're right. What outbreak? Do you have a definition for the term outbreak? Because maybe we're missing something here about this Zika outbreak that is not an outbreak, but maybe they've altered the definition or something.
The definition, as I read it, is the sudden or violent start of something unwelcome, such as war or disease.
Okay. Now, remember the guy that died in Utah that they say had the Zika virus? But, of course, they admit in the article that they have no earthly idea whether it had anything to do with his death, because he was old and frail and he was sick for a lot of reasons. And then they say, well, the healthcare worker or something now has it too, the Zika disease. And I ask you, well, what are the symptoms? There's no mention of any symptoms, any sickness, any illness. And they'll acknowledge that in the vast majority of anybody who comes into contact with this thing, maybe they'll get a sniffle, a flu-like symptom, something mild, and it'll be gone in a few days. And that's really, for the most part, the worst. Most people won't even know that happened. Interestingly enough, in history, which they don't teach you, those that were exposed to the so-called polio virus, 99.95% of them, didn't have any symptoms or had mild symptoms like a cold or a sniffle. And the paralysis happened in just a fraction of a percent. And even that is disputable in terms of a viral cause, because there are so many other heavy metal pesticide causes, including DDT at the time. Now we come back to 2016, or over the last year and a half or so out of South America, 2015 to 16, and we see, wait a second, where has this virus been that it's suddenly now the scourge of the world, causing small heads, microcephaly, birth defects? Well, it was always there. We discovered it in 1947. You can buy it at ATCC. The doctors with integrity and intelligence and brain cells still working in South America said, hey, what about the larvicide they're dumping into the water for the past year and a half? Could that have anything to do with the birth defects among women who are pregnant and drinking that water? By the way, a known birth defect of the larvicide is microcephaly. Cover-up time, cover-up time. We cannot acknowledge the role of industry because industry runs the world. Corporations own the government. Bernie Sanders is right about this, although his solutions are wrong. Zika is not the problem, but Bernie Sanders would be the first to say, you know what, we need 100. Obama, you said you wanted how many billion? How many millions? Whatever Obama wanted, let's double it. That's what Bernie Sanders would do. He's got cognitive dissonance on the virus issue, on the pharmaceutical issue. On one hand, he's like, well, we know Hillary Clinton's in the back pocket of Big Pharma. On the other hand, if Big Pharma says they need more money, I'm going to give it to them. That's where Bernie Sanders falls down in my book, among a few other things, of course, but I, just for the sake of our discussion about Zika. The law of the terrain. The virus is not the cause of disease, it's the result of disease. And viral particles spewing out of your own cells are the result of intoxication, poison, synthetic toxins, vaccinations. And by the way, they're claiming that the Zika virus can cause Guillain-Barré. Why are they doing that? Because they need to cover themselves. They need to cover themselves when the vaccines that they promote for Zika and other things are actually causing Guillain-Barré. They'll say it's the Zika virus. So what if Florida has Zika? It should not mean squat to you, and you should be laughing in their face, doing some funny faces at them, and going, I'm not buying it. And I'm also not buying your toxic poisons or your injectables either. We're going to stay far, far away from that. If we've got a problem with viral replication, we'll use silver hydrosol to stop the viral replication. We will enhance our immune system with the herbs of creation, whether it's echinacea. We can use beta-1-3-D glucan to enhance immunity. Selenium can enhance immunity. Liver detoxification can enhance immunity, and probiotics can do it. Oh, no, that's not scientific, Robert. Oh, really? How about the science of diabetes? They're even linking that to imbalances in gut ecology. But it may be much simpler in, well, its reality of being a simple trace mineral deficiency. We'll talk about that a whole lot more with our good buddy Chris Barr. Not a doc, he's better. Nutritional historian coming up after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on,
Would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time? New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What fuel does the Robert Scott Bell Show run on? Well, I mean, spirit for sure, but it also doesn't hurt when we have good folks, good friends like Chris Barr, not a doc, he's known as not a doc, and he's a nutritional historian, great friend for many years here, and brought so much to our knowledge and our ability to, let's say, interact with the nutritional world appropriately with whole food nutrition. Now, we were just talking about Zika and the scam, as well as the law of the terrain, which is the real explanation for how disease would occur or not. And we're going to get into some diabetes discussion. But, Chris, it's been so long. It's good to hear your voice again. Now, let's hear it.
Well, it's good timing, interesting timing, because it's 57 years this summer that the government, well, actually government researchers at the National Institutes of Health discovered that chromium a deficiency is the cause of diabetes. That was published then back in 1959, I believe it was August, in the Proceedings of Biological Sciences by Dr. Klaus Schwartz and his assistant Walter Mertz, who reportedly exclaimed, "We found the cause of diabetes!" And then they made him the head of human nutrition research at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and he stopped talking about it. So, in other words, he got paid off. Over time, initially they were so excited, but then they found out that chromium didn't work in all the pharmaceutical forms.
By the way, you said 1959, right?
That's right.
That was like 12 years after the so-called discovery of the Zika virus. It's amazing that they were even alive back then.
I know, isn't it? I have as much fear of the Zika virus as I do of the Easter Bunny.
So. No, and that's what I want everybody to have, that level of fear about Zika, and that's why we continue, even though, man, it's like beating a dead Zika horse every time I have to cover it, but they keep hitting the media and anybody paying attention. I don't want them to fall prey to it, so we got to counterbalance it.
Well, if you're chromium, well, specifically if your selenium levels are up, and hardly anybody is unless they're taking care, seeing to that, if your probiotics in your gut are up, which protects against your, builds up your immune system, and again, that won't happen unless you pay attention to it, as long as your gut bacteria and your selenium are up, Zika or any other virus is not of any concern at all. And then you've got sovereign silver that you can directly attack if for some reason you let yourself get run down. You know, so it's, there's just zero cause for any concern at all over Zika or any other virus for that matter.
Well, I appreciate your strength in saying so as well. It helps folks listening, you know, that are maybe on the fence, and they may have family or others that are on the fence. We try to help bring them along and continue to bring this information that empowers them, you know, to know they can walk through these things without succumbing to that. Now, on the issue of diabetes, we've got a few stories I want to cover this hour with you. One is the estimated prevalence of diabetes among adolescents. Apparently, it's higher than they previously reported. But again, we're going back 1959, and they still, nothing in these reports say anything about chromium deficiency. They're just scratching their heads and saying, how come all of these kids are getting diabetes? And you know, maybe we can find a new drug for them.
Yeah, well, it's been removed from the foods most Americans most commonly consume for more than 100 years. More than 90% of all the chromium is removed to make white flour and white sugar. And according to the U.S. government, about 10 years ago, Department of Commerce, the number one food consumed by Americans is white refined bleached flour. Well, nobody eats that without sugar in it because white flour doesn't have any taste. And they use white refined sugar, which has 99% of the chromium removed. Those are the two highest primary sources, and there isn't any there. And you have to have it to metabolize those. So your body gives it up. And as the consumption of those has increased from 10 pounds per person per year to more than 150 pounds per person per year, each generation starts with less chromium than the last, so the fastest growing segment of adult onset diabetes, or what they used to call adult onset, for more than 10 years, more than 10 years ago it was preteens, and a little less than 10 years ago that was overtaken by, or actually it was teenagers 10 years ago, now it's been overtaken by preteens, you know, because they're running out of chromium faster because they're starting out with less and eating more of that which uses it up.
Yeah, and you know, the irony too, and it may be a different story, and I know it is if we have time to discuss it, is that with the juvenile onset diabetes, the type 1, it's happening more and more in adults. It's kind of the reversal. It's interesting what's happening here, but regardless, we've got a mess on our hands in the United States and around the world because of this, and we're going to do something to reverse it with Christopher Barr when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
For those of you who want to learn more about Chris and connect with Chris beyond this show, the best way now is through Facebook. He has it's a private, what they call I don't know if it's called a chat room anymore, but it's a discussion group. And it's not open to the public, so you'd have to request to be in there. You probably want to mention the Robert Scott Bell Show so he knows that you're not just kind of trolling there, but you'll be booted out if you're not in it for the right reasons. But yep. not a DOCS cancer treatment protocol. Not a DOCS, NOTADOC, apostrophe S, cancer treatment protocol on Facebook. You can request to be part of it, and you will learn a lot. A lot of good folks in there that are sharing stories. And I tell you, we could just do story after story, and we would never run out of things to talk about with you, Chris.
Yeah, we just talked to someone yesterday. Their doctor actually withheld information from their PET scan when they had an issue increasing in cancer in their lungs, mm-hmm. when they were clear, and then 3 months later, when they went to another doctor, wouldn't give them the PET scan. Long story short, they just didn't tell them that he was having issues, so he was relaxing and not...
Did we lose Chris?
Sounds like we lost him.
Dude, okay, try to get it back on. Yeah, yeah. We'll get back to Chris Barr in a moment. But I acknowledge Chris also in Unlock the Power to Heal, because a lot of what I've written about in terms of whole food nutrition, which expanded my knowledge from homeopathy and also ways to take nutrients and supplements, and it really, it was an extraordinary plus factor. And, you know, very few people seem to go to the depths of nutritional digging that he has gone to for decades now to bring out this information, which is why it's great to have him on board. And you want to pay attention to what he has to say, because he's getting results. You know, whether you initially agree or disagree, you're like, talk to the folks. It's kind of like Nick Gonzalez, right, my good buddy. You know, he's like, match my cases, right? You don't agree with what I'm doing about coffee enemas, but let's look at these people who are coming in with pancreatic cancer and leaving healthy, and 25 years later are still vital and healthy and alive. So this
coincidence.
Towards the big coincidence, right? Time after time after time, this is happening. Now, there's another story here about imbalance of gut bacteria linked to higher.
Oh, fiber. Here we go again with the gut, right?
Oh, Chris is back. Sorry, Chris. We don't know what. Did you get a lightning storm there?
Well, maybe it doesn't look like it, but they come in here when you can't tell. Sometimes, just suddenly, the phone went out.
No worries. I just carried on singing your praises in the interim, just to have people pay attention when he's here.
Well, like I said, doctors are intentionally hiding things from people that are doing things differently. I mean, it's really wicked. Mm-hmm. They finally got the PET scan that they said didn't exist by threatening to go into the office and make a bunch of noise. So then they finally admitted that they had it. But just amazing to see the things these doctors are getting angry at people for not doing things their ways, which, by the way, kills people when you do it their way.
Yeah, and the thing is, it isn't that they're not doing it their way and dying. They're not doing it that way and living. And, of course, it can be embarrassing. Who knows a lot of things that if they're invested only in ego and not real healing and not empowering. And, you know, those aren't, in my mind, real healers anyway.
Well, on the upside, they switched doctors, and that doctor, when they told them all that they were doing, my cancer protocol, mm-hmm. that doctor actually told them, well, this man has kept you alive, has saved your life and kept you alive. And I will continue to monitor all of your test markers that the other doctor wasn't doing because he was mad because there was no more problems. On one side, one doctor's hiding it. On the other hand, another MD is saying, you know what, this man saved your life. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, and I can respect that. You know, even if they don't know what's going on, if they can acknowledge that and say, you know what, something's working here, stay the course. I would hope that they would want to ask questions so that they would integrate it, but we know that their licenses are at risk. Not that that's a real defense in the eyes of God, but I know that's where they're at. So I don't want to waste my time and energy on them so much. Now, on the issue that we went to break with, the increased prevalence of juvenile onset diabetes, as it used to be called, in adults, and of course the increased, adult onset in children. We have
stopped calling it onset or adult onset because it's so prevalent in children who aren't even adults yet. That they've actually, now they're just saying type 2 diabetes. They no longer call it adult onset.
Yeah, it became embarrassing when it wasn't playing along with their name. But we have established and consistently, and I've seen it as well since we connected, time and time again, reversals of type 2 diabetes and hypoglycemia is even easier when we bring that whole food chromium back into their system. Very briefly, of course, when we do talk about the autoimmune aspect, the immune attack on the pancreas associated with type 1 diabetes, we have seen evidence that the chromium can help people reduce their reliance on insulin, but that's not necessarily the same thing as reversing type 2 diabetes by replenishing a mineral that was missing.
Yes, that's right, because type 2 is a mineral deficiency. Type 1 is actual damage to the pancreas, which is primarily, if not totally, caused by vaccinations. And that's why we're seeing more and more adults than ever before with type 1 diabetes that was called, and still is called, juvenile, because we've never seen such a campaign for adults to to get vaccinated as we have in the last 5 to 10 years. So as more adults get more vaccinations, we're going to see more juvenile type 1 diabetes. And yes, you can use chromium to reduce the insulin requirement, because the truth is that insulin and chromium are cofactors. So when you only use one, insulin, which is a large molecule that has its own problems and causes its own damage, and you're using it willy-nilly because you don't know what you're doing, it's just guesswork and educated guesswork, and you don't have the cofactor along, it keeps people alive, but it also slowly kills them. Okay, so when you get the chromium that's a cofactor, it reduces the necessity for the amount of insulin, and that can only have benefits when you have less insulin rather than more. Of course, the trick is it's trickier to work with insulin and chromium because chromium will reduce the need of it, and if you don't reduce it, then you can have an insulin overdose. Someone could have a problem, and they could say, oh, chromium caused it. Well, no, chromium just provided balance.
Right.
So it's a little tricky when you're working with those that are insulin dependent, whether it's type 1 or if it's a type 2 that's insulin dependent. So we love to catch people before they're on insulin because then it's easy. Once they're on insulin, it's a little tricky, but it could be done, except medicine won't do it. So,
well, medicine wants you to take medicine, right? Healthfinder.gov article, which diabetes drug is best? Chris Barr, answer, and it's not a trick question.
Well, I noticed they didn't compare any of those drugs, metformin or otherwise, with innate response whole food grown GTF chromium, because it would wipe all of them out. You know, so they're comparing one poison to another poison to see which poison is less poisonous than the other poisons, and they didn't put any real solutions into the equation.
Right. You know, the frustration that you have, and I share with you about, like, our friends in the natural products industry, because it's not always really, quote-unquote, natural. Like, there's a good group. They do a lot of good work in education, the Life Extension Foundation. Yet at the same time, I remember seeing the top 10, top 20 things they recommend, and on their list was metformin as a drug that everybody should consider. And I'm like, you know what? We've got to be very careful. Even our allies, even people that do some good work, and I'll say, okay, it's good there, but there's a lot of misinformation, and they're not getting it. Very few have written about it. Even with all the money that group has to investigate it, I've yet to see them talk about diabetes as a chromium deficiency.
Well, sadly, Life Extension is completely pharmaceutically oriented. I mean, we could call it nutraceutically, but they don't know anything about whole food nutrition, and they don't want to. And they themselves, I've read articles where they say selenium has to be in these three forms to be effective, and none of those forms are effective. They're all non-food forms, where the food form has been proven repeatedly and documented in long-term large studies to be exceedingly effective. But they won't promote whole food because they're medically oriented, so they don't know that there's a difference. And there's a profound difference in real nutrition, which if it's not whole food, it isn't real nutrition. So although they have some good studies and some data, what they recommend is always, well, I should say 99% of the time wrong. They do have, like, turmeric. Right. They have some.
Like I said, you can pick a thing out here and go, okay, they're helpful in certain areas, but they don't take it to the level that you do and that we like to do. And
well, if it's a nutrient, it's going to be wrong. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So if anything they recommend that's a nutrient is bad. Period.
Now, what about the microbiome? This is the big thing. Every day you see a new story about the microbiome coming out from modern medicine, even as they're. So-called their institutions are investigating. And there was an article about the imbalance of gut bacteria linked to higher diabetes risk. And again, I think it's a chicken and egg scenario, too. They're not fully getting it, but it is an interesting connection.
Well, it's interesting because gut bacteria is so important to absorption of nutrients. You know, my protocols work better and sometimes remarkably better when people reestablish a proper gut health with probiotics, you know, because even with whole food nutrients, you're not going to get those into the system as well without the probiotics, because probiotics are, as I've told someone yesterday, they're good for post-digestion. You know, you break your food down in the stomach, but it doesn't break it completely down. The probiotics, well, the ones that are supposed to be there that most people don't have, finish the job. and then they get the nutrients into the bloodstream, including the whole food ones. So, yeah, if you have a microbiome imbalance, and the vast majority of Americans have little or none, so, yes, it's imbalanced and then some, even if you're taking the right nutrients, and I had people get results with the right nutrients, but every once in a while I have someone that doesn't get much result at all. And that's always a clue that person's at the low end of the spectrum on probiotics. And as soon as we pump up their probiotics, they get the results everybody else gets with whole food nutrients.
And then there's the plus factor of water. I've only got about 30 seconds before we're going to take a break, so we're going to hold you over. We'll talk a little bit more about water. But you've been utilizing the Echo Water because of the molecular hydrogen and finding also an enhancement.
Yes, all the protocols that I've always had tremendous success with now work faster and better with those who will use the hydrogen water. And it should be self-evident, and I don't know why it isn't. Because it's a matter of antioxidants.
Yeah, let's get into that self-evidence of the addition of antioxidants, the synergism or synergistic interaction. And we'll talk more about how the Echo Water is going to help everybody utilize the whole food nutrients that we hope they're utilizing. All right, folks, we got another segment here with Christopher Barr. It's Outside the Box Hump Day. We'll have Ty Bollinger on a little later. And just have a great time. 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to call in, go to robertscottbell.com for all the links.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This show notes, robertscottbell.com. Most excited about the Constitution class. My good friend Michael Badnarik is back, and he's going to be joining me, and we're going to host it, and that's going to be the 13th of August next month. So check that out. It's going to be really cool, and the links are up in the show notes as well. Chris Barr is still here, and I wanted to ask you about that plus factor in terms of water and hydration. These things could be called moments of dub, but the things that aren't so obvious is the release of this molecular hydrogen through this electrolytic process and what that's doing to the enhancement of the whole foods that we're putting in us.
Well, it's not just the whole foods. Hydration certainly increases nutrients, and whole foods are better, so you increase those. But it really is much more specific to antioxidants. You know, one of the first things that I learned back in the 70s about antioxidants is that they work synergistically, which people throw that term around, but it's really much more so in the case of antioxidants. In other words, 1 plus 1 doesn't equal 2, but rather 1 and 1 is 11. And 1 and 1 and 1 isn't 3, it's 111. That's just an example. You know, that antioxidants work with each other, and their effects are magnified dramatically. So when you have a potent antioxidant like the molecular hydrogen released in the water from the electrolytic process, and you combine that with a potent antioxidant, really the most potent of the innate response selenium in the whole food form, well, now the selenium will work even better than it was already working better than everything else. And the water, which was already working better than most everything else, works even better. And then when you throw in GTF chromium, which only exists in a whole food form, chromium is not antioxidant, but GTF chromium is, because when it's in a food form, it has a sulfur component to it, which is antioxidant. So now you have three antioxidants together. So I don't understand why this has not become common knowledge as antioxidants have become more popular, because it's one of the first things I learned in the 70s, and it's the first thing that really got me turned onto the water. When, you know, my cancer protocol, which normally is a 6 to 12 month success, and it's usually closer to 12 than to 6, with people who, you know, used the hydrogen water, it was closer to 6 than to 12. And I began to see what used to be rare, and it's still not common, but I began to see more people in 3 to 6 months that I rarely ever saw. I mean, I saw it, but it was rare. So that's what first got me going, oh, that's right, antioxidants, synergism, yes. So when you have, you know, the best antioxidant waters, you know, the few companies that do a really great job with it, and you have the best antioxidant nutrients, oh, man, just the results are amazing, are much more amazing, because the nutrients by themselves work great.
Sure.
And but the water, I've known people drinking just the water to eliminate their cancer. Not a lot, but I've known a few that have done that. So either one can work by themselves, but together you increase the success rate, or at the very, or you increase the time, the speed, the efficacy.
Right. Yeah. You reduce the time total it takes to completely recover in many cases. So that's great news. By the way, you can download the free ebook, robertswater.com, and learn about the molecular hydrogen that Chris is talking about. If you're in Chris's area, his wife, Angie, has this, and, you know, she has the Echo, and she can get you connected, and you can actually try it there. So that's great news. Now, real quick, silly story from the world of, I guess, Harry Potterville, that invisibility cloak. Apparently, it's becoming real.
What is it? Some kind of cloak. Well, let's see then. Put it on. Whoa! My body's gone. I know what that is. That's an invisibility cloak. I'm invisible.
Oh, well, apparently scientists are getting closer to create it. I think they're working with the way light interacts with materials. Getting pretty fancy, but it could be the HPV vaccine, couldn't it?
Well, it's, I've always called it the hocus pocus vaccine, so yeah, I suppose it's magic. It's black magic. It's black magic.
It is, it is. So stay away from the HPV vaccine. It could turn your kids invisible, and not in a good way, as they lose sight of the world. We've seen Guillain-Barré, paralysis, even death associated with that. Folks, hey, give a look and a listen. Chris Barr, you can find him on the Facebook. We talk about his cancer protocol page, and you can ask to be part of it as well. Next hour, Ty Bollinger joins us, and we've got lots of stories to cover right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.